Markita?
Human.
What are you thankful for in terms of movies this year?
Ooh, Greta Gerwig, always. What about you?
I'm kind of very happy about Paul Bettany. But let's talk about that.
Whether it's the big screen or a little screen, it's all the same for our movie-loving Cube critics.
Let's talk more about Paul Bettany.
Yes.
He stars as the titular character in the movie Uncle Frank.
Coming out on Amazon Prime.
Written and directed by Alan Ball. And Ewan, in case people haven't seen the trailer, give him a quick synopsis.
Set in the 1970s, it is about a young woman played by Sophia Lillis, who was amazing in I'm Not Okay With This, who, inspired by her Uncle Frank, goes to New York City to become a college student. And while she is there, she realizes that, in fact, Uncle Frank is gay, a fact that he has hidden from his family in the Carolinas. They have to return together, and things spin out from there. It's a very wrenching emotional story. We should mention that Alan Ball was the scriptwriter for American Beauty, and also he did a lot of 6 Feet Under.
It's an intense film. It also has an amazing cast. So Paul Bettany, as we said, but Steve Zahn is in there as well. Judy Greer, Margot Martindale.
Goes on and on.
I think it's a really great story, especially for people who didn't grow up in that era, to watch, to help remind them just how much social opinion and ideas have changed. Now, there's obviously a strain that has not changed since that period, but I think it gives you a better feel for the cultural shift. I will say it's an emotional story. It's an important story. I was surprised that I didn't feel more emotional as I watched it.
I mean, I did live through the 70s, and of course, not in the South, but I recognize an awful lot of it, and I think it captured the genuine pain, which actually got worse with the advent of the AIDS crisis. I think it's well worth seeing.
Yes, and another blast from the past, you watched a film about a musical icon, Frank Zappa.
Yes, it's made from material that was pulled from his own personal audio vault. It's an incredible collection, and we get to see 40, 50 years of an extraordinarily creative output. I don't actually like Frank Zappa's music very much, but I find him fascinating. I mean, he's known for his profane and sometimes weird songs, including Valley Girl, which was his only hit. He kind of saw himself as a composer, and a lot of what he did was just trying to get his compositions played in the way that he heard them in his inner ear when he was inspired to write them. I really got a lot out of this film. It's actually produced by one of his children, and it's pretty remarkable. It's video on demand, and it's just called Zappa.
Great. I'll look it up.